12. My grandfather, my father, and I all worked in Peabody's Leather Industries. So we go way back. My grandfather started in A.C. Lawrence just after the turn of the century. And then later on, he went on to Kirstie Leather. My father, when he was a young man, about 17 or 18, decided he wanted to get married to my mother. And they were just about to get married when he lost his job. And he was hanging around Peabody Square, and this gentleman by the name of Dave Kirstein came along. And he said, "Jack, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm looking for a job." He gave him a job. He had his first job. And I was listening to a tape only yesterday that one of my sons made of my father in 1972. My father's passed away quite a while ago. But on the tape, my father said, "Dave Kirstein came. I worked for him 10 hours on Wednesday, 10 hours on Thursday, and 10 hours on Friday. I went in the office. They gave me a check for $25. He said it was like heaven. He said, and then it allowed me to get married thereafter. And at the time, my mother lived right over here on Foster Street, and her parents had a 5 and 10 cent store, which I didn't remember. But you're going to recognize their name because they had a shoe store in Peabody for 55 years, that was the Hermans, Herman's Brothers, Herman's Bookshop. And my mother's two brothers, Harry and Max, and they serviced the city for so many years. The city, in order to supply the leather factories, required a lot of workers, and most of these were immigrants. If you can recall some of the past history, I would say perhaps the Irish came over first in the 1840s, 1850s, and so on later. And then they had a large influx in the 1880s, 90s, and turn of the century with Greeks and Italians and Jews and some Turkish people, and just about everybody came in because this was a labor-intensive industry and they wanted the jobs, and so they came. About the early 1900s, I saw an estimate that the city of Peabody was approximately 12,000 people, 75% of which were somehow allied to the leather chemical industries. That's how high a percentage people were working in the industry. So for some of you, you may remember a few places on Foster Street, Gnecco and Glick. Now it's a condo place? Mm-hmm. Okay. And Verzes, he had American Resins, Woofel Embossing, that was my friend Bobby O'Connor's dad. Tremont Leather, J&W Finish was on the corner. Used to be a bus station there on the corner. Upstairs, J&W Finish. L.B. Suffolk, just to name a few. Now on Walnut Street, you got a million. You had Furman, you had Korn, you had Cox Leather, New England Sportswear, Travel Leather, Kirstein Tanning Company, a little up, further up the street was Kirstein Leather Company. Al Zion had a little factory on Walnut Street as well. And working your way towards Salem, you had Moss Blacking, Stahl Finish Company, Salem Oil and Grease was across the line. Off of Walnut Street, you had Lloyd Laboratories. You had, let's see, oh, Larry B. and Hingston used to make the drums and the paddles and the doors. And I'm sure there are more because I quoted a figure earlier how many tannies were around. Yeah. I just didn't look them all up. On Wall Street, we had a pretty big factory, A.C. Lawrence Leather Company. And as you all know, that was a mess. And there were plenty of workers, and it helped Peabody tremendously in those days. So I think it's safe to say that Peabody really was the leather city of the world. Now as for me, I told you when I was 10 or 11, my first job was at Grasso's. But when I was a fresh